Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now we are going to go live to Cape Canaveral, where our favourite space cadet, Dr. Neve Shaw, is, well, she's frothing at the mouth with excitement because NASA are about to return to the moon after 50 years. She's on the line. Neve, how are you? Line one. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello.
Sorry, I was putting up the...
Me?
That was the first mistake I've made since being off for a couple of weeks, just putting up the wrong line. How are you, Neve?
I'm great. I am frothing at the mouth. I'm just jumping up and down with excitement, even though I haven't slept in about 16 hours because I've been here since midnight. But it's amazing. It's just amazing.
So,
it's just so exciting.
Yeah, what is the atmosphere like over there? Can you describe it for us?
Well, it's kind of like a concert for nerds, for want of a better word. You know what I mean? It really is, because the place is jammers. Like, jammers with loads of press, and there's just so many different TV stations here and people making reports, and there's astronauts walking around. Like, I've seen about 30 astronauts already. And then there's all these people coming in cars now, and they're all kind of been given their zone. We're about 2 hours to launch. I'm just looking at the rocket as I speak. I'm just staring at it across the river, and I'm just like, I'm busting a gut here. Like, we all are. We're all just like,
incredible.
I know you are too. I know you're really excited.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I can sense how excited you are. And now I'm excited. But can you tell us a bit about this mission? There are no people.
Yeah.
But there are mannequins in spacesuits. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, they want to test them. So they've to come up with a whole new spacesuit to protect astronauts, because they're going to be going further beyond Earth. You know, they've only been 400 kilometers above us. So they're pretty safe and protected by, you know, our atmosphere and just the fact that we're that the spacecraft is so close to the Earth. But the further away you go from the Earth, the more cosmic radiation you're going to get exposed to. And nobody really knows what that how that impacts us long term. So they've got some suits on board, they want to check them, and they also want to see how comfy the fit is in the seats of the Orion capsule where astronauts will be. And then there's two kind of half mannequins as well. One is a sort of a control, and the other one is fitted with loads of sensors to see if they can measure how much radiation and you know, other sort of life sort of biosensors that they can use to determine what the experience would be like for astronauts before we put them actually in the Orion capsule, you know. And then there's Snoopy, and then there's Shaun the Sheep, and there's there's little kind of memento from the Apollo 11 mission that's going up as well. And these are all little kind of nods to the past and also to kind of humanize the mission for
are
for
you
all
talking
of
about a Snoopy Teddy?
Snoopy Teddy, yeah, because he was one of the mascots on the Apollo mission. So Snoopy and Peanuts were used as call signs, I think, for Apollo 10.
Cool.
So yeah, so it's all part of history, you know.
It is, and you're there. You're right there.
I know.
Can I ask you, when will people actually go up?
How many? Well, when will people actually
go up?
They reckon at the earliest 2024. So this is like a test. So as I was saying to some astronauts yesterday, it's a bit like, you know, the tin of biscuits you get at Christmas and you take the cellophane off the wrapper. It's kind of like that. It's a brand new rocket and a brand new capsule. So they want to go around the moon once without people to make sure that everything works properly and do all their measurements and tests and stuff. And then once that passes, then they're going to send three astronauts up there. They're not going to actually put their footprints on the moon, but they're going to orbit the moon. And then the third mission, they're actually, as they say, they're going to do footprints and flags, which is like basically put footprints on the moon. And they guarantee that one of those people will be a woman, Jen.
Yay!
I know. Yeah,
you,
about time.
You.
About time.
You need to get up there.
About time.
So we're going back to the moon then, but is this the first step to Mars?
Yeah, this is all part of this huge plan that they've been working out for the last kind of 10 or 15 years. They've been pulling in more and more private space companies to help them. They've been working with kind of subcontracting out bits and pieces and all sorts of components and parts and projects and landers and all sorts of things so that they can put it together. So this is the first step towards creating like a special station around the moon called the Gateway, and then building a permanent habitat on the moon for test purposes. And all of that is to learn how to keep people alive if you can take them onwards to the moon for more science experiments and all that. Not necessarily to colonize it, but for us to be able to do that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's part of a massive plan. And this is the very first start of the whole thing. So tonight is kind of when things will, you know, if it all goes according to plan, it'll be, I remember the night it all started. Mm. You know, it's one of those days, Jen.
Amazing. And you're there right in the mix. Well, listen, enjoy every second. Hopefully you get some sleep soon and I'll chat to you soon, okay? Thanks, Niamh.
Right, thanks,
bye, bye, bye. There
bye,
we go.
Bye,
Dr. Niamh Shaw over in Cape Canaveral. Thank you so much for that. She's just amazing.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.